Okay, hello everybody out there in podcast land. I am Ethan Linden, I'm the assistant director of Camp Vermont in New England.
And I am Josh Edelglass, I'm the program director here at Camp Vermont New England. You're listening to the beautiful dulcet tones of the main menu of the Kayaks 2008 DVD video yearbook.
And this is, as I'm sure you probably know, since you somehow managed to download it or are listening to it on the webpage, the 2008 video yearbook second annual podcast commentary, which Josh and I, and maybe some special guests, we'll see.
Perhaps.
We'll be doing. And it's going to work just like it did last year, for those who remember that.
Only even funnier.
Yes, and potentially better. We will see.
Potentially better.
What we are looking
more scene-specific, perhaps.
What we are looking at is the opening screen.
And by we also hopefully mean you.
Yes.
The opening screen, otherwise known as the main menu.
Main
of
menu.
DVD.
So what you should see is somebody flying in the air as though propelled, and of course attached to a rope. And then you should see play, special features.
That was Ethan trying to describe the photograph of the Alpine Tower that is behind the main menu.
Scene selection, DVD credits. And what we're going to ask you to do is just hit play. And when you hit play, you'll be timed with us in theory.
Right, exactly. We're going to do this in parts like we did last week. So each week of the summer will be sort of a different section of this this glorious podcast. And we're going to take you behind the scenes of Kayaks 2008 and of the making of the DVD yearbook and of whatever else Ethan and I feel like discussing.
So, we're gonna hit play in 3, 2, 1. Did that work? We're about to find out.
And Hakurado Toe Productions, welcome to the 2008 video.
So Josh is gonna have to explain something, I think, in this opening little credits. Josh?
The behind-the-scenes story of this year's video yearbook. As always, things did not go as smoothly as we would have liked in the production of the video yearbook. Every year we sort of lament how we wish we had more. No matter how much time we have to put this together, we always sort of wish that we had more time. And we're watching, of course, the opening sequence as a Miriam dance to put the yearbook together. And this year was particularly particularly problematic. The sort of short version of the story, and maybe we'll get into this in a little more detail as the yearbook goes, is that we decided to invest in some new video editing equipment this year. Very exciting. Except that video editing equipment was many, many, many weeks late in arriving with all its components intact. And so basically, we only really got our equipment about 2 weeks before the reunion at camp, at which we had advertised, as always, that we would be showing the complete video yearbook. So, you know, what usually takes about 7 or 8 weeks, I had about 2 weeks to do. So it was a very insane, crazy, fast process of putting this together. But yet, it seems
to come together.
It sort of came together. There are a few things that are a little rougher than I would have liked. There are a savvy viewer might have noticed that there are fewer, you know, what we in the business call chyrons, you know, fewer labels of like, this is Yom Berkshire's and this is Elena, you know, we really only labeled a few of the major scenes because adding each one of those things in and those transitions in takes a lot of time. So we skimped a little bit on some of those things, but I don't even think people will really notice.
They'll notice because we've just pointed it
out. I don't think it's bad that we don't have. Some years I think I got a little too label crazy.
I agree. I've always thought there were too many chyrons. That has always been my position.
Well, you know, Ethan has been anti-chyron.
My chyron position
always
is well known.
Right.
So the intro stuff is always interesting because it's really just a melange of different scenes. How do you sort of choose how to introduce the video?
That's a good question. We certainly try to pick some what we think are the best clips, the most exciting and dynamic clips, and we try to sort of cover the different aspects of camp, both
nice
the summer
there.
In terms of the special events. You know, you want a few shots of, like, Color War.
Ethan dancing, perhaps.
And different aspects of the program. So you want some sports, some agam, some rope staff, some omanu, some nagu. You know, you want to try and get all that stuff in. This is our little silly dancing montage, which was, in my initial cut, even longer, but I sort of pared it down to these sort of 20 or so clips that I thought were the most silly and ridiculous. Love dancing at camp.
Yeah, that seems to be a big part of the program. Not really the program, alright, so here we go, week one.
And this, you know, you might notice that one of the things that we were able to do with the new equipment that we got, although, you know, I think it'll be next year's DVD, but we'll really have the time to use some of the fun new toys that we got, but we have some new tools that enable us to do a lot more fun things with the tech, so we certainly enjoyed creating those sort of zoom in, you know, week one, week two, week three labels.
You'll notice, of course, the astute viewer will notice that each week is introduced with the Ada song, with an Ada song.
Yes.
Of course, the first week, this is Elon Oat. And the traditional cars driving into camp opening sequence. Very important.
We had about 30 minutes of cars driving into camp footage, of which I picked the very best 5 seconds.
If I'm not mistaken, there's usually more cars driving into camp footage than there is Nivonim footage.
Happens. I also lied when I said I took the best 5 seconds. I think I probably watched 2 or 3 minutes
and
of the cars driving into camp and grabbed a few seconds, and then I fast-forwarded at top speed through the rest of that particular tape.
One of the questions that we always have watching this is how well the video captures the experience of being at camp. And it's interesting. Each year, I mean, from our perspective, I think Josh would say that we think it really does. Although I think there, you know, as we go through this year, we will note that there is one aspect of camp which didn't make the video perhaps as much as...
The hot dogs?
No, I'm not referring to the hot dogs.
They
will have to wait till another week to reveal the answer to that question.
I think we need to cut to some outside shots. It might be raining at this. I spilled.
Maybe
it's raining outside at this point. I like that shot of Tova blowing up the balloon with her name on it. This song, Balagan, we used to start the yearbook a couple years ago. That year that it was very popular at camp, and then we had a program that was actually called the Balagan. Another sort of
song
and dance. It was sort of a mini Zim. It was sort of like Son of Zimkuya.
An illegitimate song?
Well, you know.
We don't really want to discuss
that. We don't really
that.
Speak of it
That's
anymore.
Right. That's right.
It's there with Yom Toda and the great program burial ground in the sky.
Now, people might be wondering, how do you kind of approach a segment like this? Do you go in with thinking, okay, I want about 5 minutes of clips from week one, or do you first watch all your stuff and say, okay, I think I've got X amount of time here? How do you sort of...
Well, it's sort of both. In other words, that we ideally we want about each week to have about the same, you know, about 5 minutes of footage per week. You know, you don't want to have 20 minutes of week three and 2 minutes of week one. It did happen that some weeks at camp were a little more chock full of special events than others. It also just sort of happened that there were some weeks that just for whatever reason we just had a lot more footage than others. So that definitely, I didn't want to be tied down to, oh, well, each week has to be exactly 4 minutes or 4.5 minutes. Hey, another Linden. So we have some flexibility. So definitely there are some weeks that are more like 6 or 7 minutes. And there's one week, I think it's week five, because of the intercession and the second session doesn't start until the Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, that we, you know, that's a much shorter week, as I recall.
So if you were only in camp in week five, you just got...
You lost.
That's too bad for you.
I don't know what the deal was with that penguin or whatever was on that piece of paper.
This was a...
You can see, sometimes there's things that clearly, like, the Ada seemed excited about, and I'm just like, all right. Well,
I like Mike Shamim a lot. They could not build a raft,
yeah,
literally, to
not,
save their lives.
These rafts did not last.
There's a good one, as you can see, successfully transversing the lake.
Traversing,
perhaps? Transversing?
Look that up and send us an email. Here we go. We always have to have a little bit of cross-dressing in the video.
I believe that's contractually obligated, actually. This is Yom Facebook.
It was a good Yom Yuchad.
Very good Yom Yuchad.
And some nice footage from Tzad Bet. We always, I'm sure we talked about it last year. I'm sure we'll talk about it next year. We always have way more Tzad Al footage than Tzad Bet.
Well, it's because the Tzad Bet campers are very camera shy. They don't like to be in the spotlight.
That's an interesting interpretation. I'm not sure that that really is the issue.
That's my theory. I'm sticking to that theory. Now, when people see, generally speaking, I know you don't do all the filming, but when people see the camera, are they inexorably drawn to wave, or do you think that's a camera? What's going on there? I feel like people are always waving at the camera.
Well, some people. I mean, the people who make it onto the video yearbook are the people who are waving at the camera. The people who are making faces or turning away or putting their hands in front of their faces or running up to the camera and putting their hands, like, on the camera lens, which is not encouraged. Right. Those people don't make the cut.
So there's a, you know, as we did last year, we're going to give you some secrets for how to make the video yearbook, and one of them is to look
wait,
directly...
Wait, I just want to interrupt for 1 second. I'm watching this, and I'm seeing a lot of Miriam's without timbrels.
No timbrels of any kind.
I was quite disturbed to be reviewing this footage and see that we apparently have some sort of timbrel shortage.
I think there was a I believe there was a worldwide timbrel shortage.
It's goal number one for next summer. I want every girl to have timbrel. That's the end of the week. Goodbye!
Oh my gosh. All right, everybody hit pause or don't, but we are going away. We will be back for week two.
For week two. We'll be back for week two, so pause. Hopefully you've already paused your DVD. If not, rewind it so that you just as week two is coming up. And then click play on the next part of our beautiful podcast. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye.